Today, we've got Melissa Burkett, who is the Director of Academic Internships for a company that helps you find the perfect internship abroad called Global Experiences. They do a lot of things different than most places do. Melissa talks about that in the interview, as well as sprinkling in examples and stories from her collegiate career, which spans three continents. It's really an amazing story to hear about how she arrived where she is today. Inspiring as well. And I gotta tell you, this company is no joke. I'm on the website right now. They've been featured in Forbes, USA Today, The New York Times. Their alumni work for companies like Google, YouTube, Apple. People from Atomic Colleges go, I'm rambling now. I'm going to turn it over to Melissa. Her story is better than mine, so I'm going to let her share it for you. All right. Thanks, guys.
The three biggest reasons only 10% of students study abroad. They're afraid of being homesick, they don't think it's safe, and the number one reason people don't study abroad is cost. We're here to dispel all that. Find out exactly how that 10% crafted their study abroad journey and how you can too. I'm Chris Carlton, and this is the Study Abroadcast.
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. We've got Melissa Burkett from Global Experiences. Melissa, thank you very much for being here. Welcome to the show today. How are you doing?
I'm great. Hey everyone. Happy to be here and tell you all about, you know, studying abroad, working abroad, living abroad, working for an international ed company.
Yeah, no, awesome. Let's get into it. So where did you do undergrad, I guess?
Yeah, so I grew up in Illinois, in central Illinois, and I went to the University of Illinois. I majored in psychology. So yeah, I was an alumni, and I studied abroad in the first semester of my senior year, so I was a little bit of a late bloomer, and I went to Oxford University in England.
Oh, wow. That's pretty impressive. And what drew you to, that's kind of a silly question, but how are you able to study abroad at Oxford? I mean, were you like 4.0 student, or isn't that a pretty prestigious university?
Well, I was a 3.9 student.
Okay.
But like I said, I was a little bit of a late bloomer. I was really focused on my studies, and I had a job local to Champaign-Urbana, so I wasn't really thinking about going abroad. But then my roommate had decided to do it, and she was very interested in the fashion industry. She was a business major, and she was going to Milan, and I thought, oh man, you're going abroad? Who am I going to live with? Maybe I should just go abroad too.
Yeah.
So I went to the study abroad office at Illinois, and I said, hey, you know, I'm really open. I don't really care where I go. I'm just, you know, I want to travel. I want to get out of the Midwest. And I said, and they're like, what's your GPA? And I told them, and I said what I was majoring in. And like, well, you know, you make the cutoff for this program. Would you be interested in applying? And so I did. So the program was run actually by IFSA Butler. So it was a study abroad program that had a partnership with Oxford. So that's how it's been.
Mm-hmm. And then, so what was your major at the time?
I was majoring in psychology, but I had a really strong interest in organizational design and development. So I took an industrial relations course from a German grad student who was studying there at the said business school at Oxford. And then I also had a minor in classics at Illinois. So I took a course on Roman Britain from actually the curator at the Ashmolean Museum. So this kind of crazy, typical Oxford professor type. His name was Martin Hennig, and he was an expert on, Roman Britain. And I took a course with him.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that sounds really interesting. We could spend the majority of the time talking about your time there. When you were over in the UK, were you able to travel around anywhere else throughout Europe during your time?
Yeah, definitely. It's so easy to get elsewhere in Europe when you're in the UK. The program started off in London. We had a few days there, and they actually set us up with a homestay for about a week before the program actually started at Oxford. And I stayed out in the country in the beautiful English countryside with the family. We were in Hertfordshire. And so that was a great experience. But then I traveled with some friends after I, you know, got into the program and I met other people there. We decided to start making travel plans. I went to Brussels, I went to Amsterdam, we went to Rome, and then a couple more trips down to London during the program.
Sure. How do you remember, how about how far London is from Oxford?
Oh, it's maybe like a couple-hour bus ride. It's
okay.
Really,
not too bad. Trip.
Yeah, not too far away.
Okay, interesting. And now, from all your time abroad, and I don't know, since you're kind of in the industry now, if you've been abroad since then, but was there anything food-wise that stuck out to you specifically that you recall that was really delicious that you wish you could get here?
Yes, I love a good savory pie. So I, living in England, and then after I studied abroad there, I went and I worked abroad in Australia, yeah. And then I worked again.
Oh my God! So you did go abroad again? Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I'm kind of a repeat offender. I definitely caught the travel bug. So yeah, I studied in England, worked in Australia, and then I moved and lived and worked in England when I started working for Global Experiences. And there is nothing like a good curry chicken pie or a shepherd's pie or a cottage pie. And they're at pubs everywhere, but they're also just at little kiosks or little food stall stands. You can get them kind of as a late night snack or if you're going for a big lunch.
Yeah.
And we just don't do that here in the States quite like that. So I really love pies.
Right. No. Yeah, that it's something just it sounds like over there, just the being able to get them at more places, it sounds like, too.
Yes, for sure.
That's right? Okay. Yeah, and now, since after you returned home, you've got your last semester, right? How did your experience abroad just affect you in terms of, did it change the trajectory of, what you wanted to do? Did it, you're a more well-rounded person. Can you speak a little to that?
Yeah. So I feel like traveling abroad, you meet people from so many different backgrounds. And, I was really inspired by what my peers on the study abroad program and the folks that I met who are studying at Oxford were studying and doing with their lives. And I realized that I wasn't quite sure. I knew I wanted to go to grad school. Mm-hmm. I wanted to have, a little bit more time to figure out what was going to be a good fit for me. So I suppose it gave me time to pause and take my next step decisions a bit more seriously.
Yeah.
That final semester at Illinois, I decided, not to continue with my part-time job and just kind of focus more on doing career research.
Sure.
And then I did some work shadowing. I was majoring in psychology, and I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do. So I job shadowed at a local high school. I job shadowed at a hospital, and just tried to explore the field a little bit more because I didn't have as much professional experience. I didn't do an internship program So I felt like I needed to get that exposure to the career, but I also knew that I wanted to travel again and that I wasn't ready to just dive into grad school without knowing exactly what I wanted to study. I wasn't ready to make that big financial investment. And so I spent that, remaining semester and that summer just saving up money, working and exploring different options for my career so that I could go back abroad again to Australia. And just take a little bit more time for reflection and personal sort of exploration.
Yeah, the gap year, known as
Americans are doing it as much as I think they should, and that's the value of it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I regret not doing it too. So you went over to Australia. Mm-hmm. Where in Australia did you go, and how long were you over there for then?
I went for 6 months, and uh-huh. I did the work abroad visa with BUNAC, and it was pretty straightforward program, and they had an orientation in Sydney, so I was there for about a week, but I had some family connections that live, this couple that they were chiropractors.
Oh, I love hearing that when people have,
exactly, her mom and dad lived on the lake where my parents lived in Illinois, and so they're like, oh, go visit Christy, and you can stay with them for a while. And they lived up in Queensland, in North Queensland. And so I flew up there and I stayed with them for a little while. And then I just sort of picked up some random backpacking jobs. I worked on a fishing and diving boat. I worked on racing maxis and tall ships in this beautiful area called the Whitsunday Islands, which is an island conglomerate just south of the Great Barrier Reef, which is for their fishing and diving and just general lounging about and having a really great lifestyle.
That sounds so cool. Oh my God, it's like you like a job that embodies Australia and you're there doing it and just like the perfect time of your life to do it too, right? I mean, you sound like it was a lot of fun too, right?
It was a ton of fun. Some of the best times of my life. And yeah, I got to see and do so much. I got my PADI certification for scuba diving, and in between trips when I wasn't out on the boat, I was time to read and reflect and journal and just
Yeah.
figure out my next steps of when I was going to come home.
Right. Okay. So you did came home, or come home, excuse me, and now you're here. You got to global experiences one way or another. And you mentioned earlier, you kind of there's a lot of and a lot of people do too. There's a void that they wish they would have had filled, and they're like, I wish this was here when I was doing X, right? Or whatever they're doing. And now you're at Global Experiences, and tell me a little bit about that and what that is and what it does.
Yeah, so we're an international internship provider. We are an organization that specializes just in this type of program overseas. It's been around for 17 years. I started with them as the London program director, and when I came back to the States, I decided that I wanted to pursue a graduate degree in counseling, but I specialize in career development. So I was a career counselor before I started working for Global Experiences, and when I came across the organization through other professional connections, they were at the beginning stages of really formalizing their career readiness program and wanted my help building out the program. We partnered with Gallup Education to offer the Clifton Strengths Finder assessment to all interns. They receive their top five strengths and then a coaching call, and then periods of reflection on your strengths throughout the program. So it's a really formalized, intentional approach to enhancing a person's career development while they're interning abroad. So it was a perfect fit for me. I can't imagine another program like combining many loves and interests and skills
Yeah.
have. Yeah, so I've been working with them for now 7 years, and yeah, for the past few years I've been working with our university partners here in the States.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess they're like that's kind of the secret sauce, I guess, over there is that filling in and the student telling them, this is what I'm good at, this is what I want to do, this is what I'm bad at, this is what I don't want to do, where do you want to go? And you guys kind of figure it all out for them. And you give them options, right?
I suppose we help them figure it out for themselves. We give them the tools and the experience to live it themselves and figure it out. We always say, like, we help you figure out what you love to do faster.
Oh,
Because
that's
without
really good. Yeah.
without that experience of trying it on for size and seeing if it fits, you don't often know. And I think that's what, for me, what was really lacking from a study abroad experience was that, or a less sort of career-oriented work abroad experience like I had in Australia. Working on a diving boat was amazing, but that wasn't going to be my career path. So, this sort of combines, this program combines that experience of getting to go overseas and get, immersed in another culture, but also really immersing in yourself in terms of figuring out what you want to do with your life.
Yeah. No, I mean, I mentioned to you that I had interviewed another student. That's how we met. We met at this conference for IIE. That's how I met Melissa. But I interviewed another one of the Global Experience students. And now that you're talking about it further, kind of solidifies what you're saying is that he knew exactly like what he wants to do now after he's back. Like he's got a kind of a path that he knows where he wants to go. And so many students don't at that age, and so many students don't know what they want to do. So yeah, that's another thing that Global Experiences helps you do too, I'd say.
Definitely.
So okay, that's great. Finally, do you have any recommendations as far as like a book goes or media recommendations, like a blog or a app that you wanna tell the listeners?
Oh, wow. That's a really good question. I was thinking about this one before we started talking.
Yeah.
I follow a Facebook group called Girls Love Travel. And it's great because if you're traveling, by yourself, you can always get recommendations from this group. And if you're looking for travel buddies as well, I think it's geared towards women, but I think they're a really good resource. There's like 730,000 members in the group. So people are constantly posting about, you know, travel tips and linking up with each other.
Right.
It's hard to say, you know, there's so many books out there that are geared towards travel. I guess the one that comes to my mind, cause I just finished reading it, it was a New York Times bestseller, is called Less. It's about a gay author who's kind of having a midlife crisis, and he's, you know, it's all about the mishaps in his love life and his career, and he takes this around the world journey just to avoid like a personal situation. But it's funny. It's a hilarious sort of tale, a novel of his experience on this around the world trip. So I don't really, you know, if you like traveling, you know, travel writing is always a good thing to pick up when you're at the bookstore.
Yeah, and there are a lot of opportunities for students to do it too. And by the way, you're the first person that's recommended a Facebook group. So that's a good idea. It's something that I wish I would have had when I was studying abroad too. And then circling back to I just remembered this, but as far as scholarships and grants go, I mean, so cost is the number one reason that students don't study abroad. Does global experiences do anything to that end?
Yes, that is one of the big reasons why we would like to partner with more universities. We have about 60 university partners right now. Mm-hmm. You know, the field of international education has really been focused more on tracking study abroad student mobility. So students coming in and out of the country, as we, you know, a lot of the sessions at the IIE summit were focused on. And just, you know, in recent, very recent years, I want to say like 6 or 7 years now, IIE has been tracking international internship participation.
Interesting.
Yes. So it's been since like 2012, 2013. And so about that time, I think, is when a lot of institutions thought, wow, students are going on these types of programs. We want to find out where they're going and how many students and what majors. So it really became a bit more formalized. Mm-hmm. And at that point in time, universities started to reach out to us to partner so that they could track their student participation. But with that partnership comes the opportunity then for students to apply credit to the program. So most majors have internship courses or fieldwork courses or independent study or general electives, of course. All of those students can apply for credit for this program. And then we also have a school of record with Fairfield University, so students can get a transcript from Global Experiences too. But I feel like if you're taking a course while you're doing your internship abroad, then of course you're able to access any scholarships or financial aid that are then tied to that course credit. But then we do have independent scholarships as well. We have two. We have one for global leaders, and then we have a sort of an organizational driven core values award that's given to a student who embodies Global Experiences core values and is nominated by an outstanding staff member on our team. So we have two.
Oh, wow. Okay, great. Yeah, and then as far as the internships go, I mean, people don't realize, like, if you get an internship here while you're still in school, you're going to classes and you're interning, and you get credit for it. And it's like, people don't realize that you can do both abroad. So, I mean, a lot of the student, or you can just do one or the other. But, I mean, it's an option, too, to just completely do an internship or take classes and intern.
Yes, I think there are a lot of programs that have embedded internships into them. They're fewer and further between, but I would say when I travel around to universities and I'm speaking to students directly, they have that light bulb, you know, go off in their head like, aha, I can kill two birds with one stone, and I have to do an internship, but I really want to go abroad. Wait, I can do both? Yes, that is number one reason I think students think that this program makes sense for them.
Right. And then, what would you tell a student that is thinking about studying abroad and not really sure if they should go through with it? Like, what advice would you give to them?
You have to think about it just as a necessity. You know, buying a car has a sticker price too, but you need wheels, right?
Yeah.
So it's an investment. And if cost is an obstacle, you know, you're going to have the return on investment. It's going to happen. Your life is going to unfold in ways that you never expected. The connections that you're going to make when you study abroad, the opportunities, and just the self-awareness is going to have a really amazing positive impact on your life. So make that investment. you know, think about getting a part-time job and hitting up friends and family, you know, to help you with the payment, accessing all the credit and scholarships that you can do to put together the funding for it. But it's right. definitely worthwhile.
No, I slowly kind of, like, since I started writing for this, the question isn't how can you afford to study abroad, but how can you afford not to, I think.
Yes, I agree 100%.
So, and then lastly, do you have a favorite quote you want to share, if any?
Oh, you got me.
Some people do, some people don't. It's okay. Like, yeah, like, I seriously just got done interviewing someone before you, and they were like, yeah, I don't have one. I'm not a quote person. But you can go that route too.
I mean, I kind of always go back to a quote that I've read. I think it was Socrates that said, you know, the wisest man is he who knows nothing. And you just don't know. The world is a big place out there, and you're not going to know until you go out and see what there is for you.
Yeah, it's kind of like a better way of saying art, like, ignorance is bliss. Is that? Yeah. I don't know.
The wisest man is he who recognizes that there's still so much to learn. Okay. And comes at their adventures and their life with an open and humble mind.
Great. Well, yeah. Melissa Burkett, everyone. Global Experiences. We'll link it in the website, everything that you want to know or learn about it. Melissa, thank you very much for doing this. Guys, leave me an honest review of the show. Let me know how I'm doing. Social media for new interviews. You can go to the website to take a quiz to see where you should go or how long you should go. Melissa, thanks again, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
You're welcome. Anytime.
All right.
Hey, guys, I hope you enjoyed the show. Be sure to check out all the really neat infographics on the rest of the posts as well as the interviews. There's a lot of good information. You should also download Studying Abroad 201. I really recommend it if you need kind of a fire lit under your ass for studying abroad and you need some motivation. It crafts my journey and exactly what I did. Also, we can email you new interviews, or you can connect with us on social media. All right, thanks a lot.